All right. Here's the first sentence. Thanks to a $10 million tourism marketing agreement between Washington County and Dixie State University, Trailblazers Stadium is getting a new name. Okay.
That's the first sentence. Mm-hmm. But let's go back one mm-hmm. sentence before that.
Uh-huh.
Let everyone remember Legend Solar.
Yes,
because
please.
That's where this all started.
Yes,
with the Legend Solar failure.
Yeah, defunct Legend Solar, who was in business for like 10 minutes and then wanted to pony up millions.
Oh, yeah. No, they were going to pay for all this.
To a stadium, which...
Never happened.
I know people that were starting to look into that mm-hmm. were really... anyway, let's just say that there may be some nefarious ties to that, mm-hmm. to Legend and the ties that they have in the community, okay? We'll just say that.
So because of that failure, mm-hmm. the county, Washington County
mm-hmm.
Tourism Office,
yeah.
Convention and Tourism Office, first of all, had to be renamed mm-hmm. to the Greater Zion Convention and Tourism Office. That way it's not so directly tied to the county.
That's good marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
Good marketing right
it's
there.
It's a minor agreement. You know, mm-hmm. it's a $10 million investment.
Just minor. Mm-hmm.
That will be invested in $500,000 annual increments.
Yeah.
But it's anticipated to net the county $2 million in yearly marketing exposure.
Now, wait a minute. Exposure?
Marketing.
Wait, so we're spending $10 million? We have $10 million extra dollars?
Well, we have $500,000 annually.
Oh, wow. Well, if we have 500,000 annually, why aren't they giving that back?
Because they need to do some things to the stadium. They need a big jumbotron that can be seen from Interstate 15. Okay. That's a necessity for wow. all stadiums.
Wow.
And they totally need to rebrand it.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to change all of the Trailblazer stuff.
Right.
That's going to be expensive.
Right, right.
Who paid for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a strategic marketing agreement.
for exposure.
Yeah, the exposure. Mm-hmm. Actually, marketing exposure is a very subjective thing.
Mm.
They can say it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
They could have said it was $5 million a year in marketing exposure.
Oh, yeah,
exposure.
Because exposure, I mean, yeah. my gosh.
How do you measure it?
It's like measuring a viral post and what that will do, right, in social media.
Well, they can say, well, if they put the sign up, the jumbotron, mm-hmm. and 10,000 cars an hour drive mm-hmm. by,
right.
that's the same as if we bought a $5 million television spot.
Oh, my gosh. I thought all the other stuff we were doing and spending was to promote tourism. Boy,
it
it's
is.
An awful lot of tourism. Hold on one second. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
We don't need any more tourism. They got a million people going to Zion.
Yep, they sure
I
do.
Mean, if we need a scoreboard, that's just creative theft.
It's amazing, isn't it, that they have figured out
well,
that the county said this was a good idea. This was a good idea because,
the
you know,
county.
Well, because it does.
Yeah. The county.
Yeah. Yeah. The county.
Yeah,
the county
we put
commission.
Them in there, and, mm-hmm. and well, people we know said, don't let the secret combinations get above you, but we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
So,
appreciate
thievery on steroids.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. So Dean Cox said, one of the key benefits of this strategy is that the funds for the partnership do not come from our local residents. Where do you think the tourism comes from?
No, from the tourists. The tourists pay the taxes. Fortunately,
it's tax money.
Yeah, but fortunately for Utahns, when we go to other states, we don't have to pay tourism taxes.
Right. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, no, that's wrong.
That's
I
wrong.
Think.
That's
we,
wrong.
Everybody yeah, pays tourism taxes when they go someplace.
Yes. This is ridiculous.
A tax is a tax
oh,
is
gosh.
A tax, people.
You know
doesn't
what?
Care where that comes from.
The fact that surprises me is here is county local government, okay? And they have decided that marketing to get people here after every single thing we do is to get people here. And I'm not joking when I say everything we do is to get more and more people to come here, okay? That now they feel that they have to have $10 million spent on rebranding a college stadium. Does anyone else just, has your jaw dropped yet? It astounds me. It astounds me that this is the case.
Well, this is all about getting Dixie State University into Division I.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is about. They plan on building at the stadium a high rise on the eastern grandstand that will include an entry plaza, corporate level seating, and a press box. 8 to 10 suites were club type seating, and a banquet room planned for the high rise.
Wow, they're going all out.
Well, yeah, because the next thing that they can do is someday turn this stadium into a pro stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a miniature professional stadium.
It surprises me. It really surprises me, I guess, that somebody that would consider themselves even conservative would just be so hunky dory about this. And they should be embarrassed. And the only reason I say that is because they should be returning funds. If we have all of these funds floating around, it's amazing to me that we keep finding ways to spend it and then parading it around in the headlines as if it's so necessary. What in the world would we do without it? That's what I think. It's that brazen attempt of foolery. It's like this brazen attempt, like we just have all this money. It's kind of like the water district and has a 10-year budget already set aside. 10 years worth of money, yet they keep taxing. I get that surprises me, and I think that I'm dismayed. I'm really dismayed that we as taxpayers generally in America don't ask more questions about where all the money goes and why and what's going on here. So even when it came down to, remember the Utah Board of Tourism Development, part of the governor's Office of Economic Development, he matched $3.4 million in matching funds to cooperative marketing programs. Where do you think that money comes from? It's like everybody just wants to forget that this is more than, collectively taking taxes. I mean, there's all kinds of money flowing in and out of the tourism dollars. That's why I'm saying they don't want to tell you the whole backstory. They don't want to tell you everything. So they just tell you it's not coming out of your local money. That's not true either, really, when you really think about it.
I just noticed something real interesting about this article.
What's that?
The article refers to Dixie State President Richard Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Never in the article do they call him Biff. He's trying to get away right. from that name.
Yeah, I would imagine. But government can't do anything without taking from the people. And I guess that's really truly the message. Government can't do anything without taking from the people. So I don't understand why they can compartmentalize this at all. If you have that many extra dollars, there's a problem. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Well, the answer to the question is we keep putting up with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Dean Cox, I vetted him during the campaign when he ran for commissioner, and it was so obvious he had not a clue of the ideology of a free society or the Constitution. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't recognize the Constitution if it hit him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
What is he saying here? Let's look at this a little deeper, and I think you've touched upon it. He's saying it is okay to loot the people. As long as we're not looting you, you should be satisfied with that. And that's what other officials in Washington say, and up in Salt Lake City, they will say, well, the whole country's paying for it, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why we're in trouble. We put looters in.
Mm-hmm. Whoop. Where'd you go?
Others.
Okay.
Are you there?
You're back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. It's okay to loot others. Well, then somebody else is going to say that about us. Mm-hmm. It's okay to loot us because their local citizens aren't being looted.
Well,
and the other point is the terrorism. They're looting us over and over again, increasing taxes for the tourist industry, which is immoral. But now they're taxing the tourists which is a disincentive for tourists to come here.
Well, we put up with all the nonsense because everything's done in the name of tourism. So last year, you know, or a couple of years ago, it was $1.09 billion in state and local tax revenue. So then you think, okay, we're bringing it in, and we're having to take all of these concessions for bringing in tourism, okay? Because they're spending an awful lot of money of our money on tourism, and then when the taxes come in, what happens? What do they do with that pot of money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just told you they're spending more for more exposure. When does it ever end?
Well, a couple points. That's why we should focus on their spending first and foremost. Mm-hmm. That's why they need these taxes, because they insist that they're going to take our monies and spend it for whatever they want to over and over again. But the point you just made is that the same argument. They're looting for the tourists in the name of the tourist industry. They're taking our money and giving it to that industry. Mm-hmm. They're looting us because we don't have others are paying for this. This is all looting. This isn't going to stop until we say no more looting of anybody.
Right. I agree. Thank you for that. We're spending a lot of resources as cities on tourism that we never get to see come back to us because of this kind of stuff. I mean, I understand there's some businesses that would benefit from tourism. I get that. You're going to benefit anyway. They don't have to spend a gazillion dollars because people are going to come anyway.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So that's why the nonsense of this. A stadium? I mean...
Once they finished building Zion National Park, that was all they had to do. That
pretty
brought the people. That brought the people.
No, you're right.
But I think you and the caller are missing the point of how important having a jumbotron on I-15 is. That's a big deal.
We must be totally met. That just skated right by me. You're right. And it has to be on a college stadium. Because you know what makes me go to places? When the name of the whatever it is I want to go see is on the name of a stadium. If it's on the name of a stadium, I'm in. I'm going to go spend $1,000 to go on a weekend vacation.
Well, and it's not just for the stadium. They're going to use it also to advertise the basketball stadium in the Burns Arena.
Right.
So that's a nice feature,
isn't that
too.
Nice? Yeah. Nice. And all those funds and matching funds and everything else do come from taxpayers. Does come from us. How do you think the governor is able to match funds? How do you think we come up with this big pot of money?
But we didn't have all of this, the opposing teams wouldn't come down here with their families to see the game.
Yeah. Totally.
So in order to get those tourism dollars, we have to attract the families down here with something besides their team.
Their loved one playing in the game.
Yeah.
The nonsense of all that. I know. I saw that and I just knew we'd end up talking about it today because I thought they're going to sell this again to us. And we keep getting marketed. Do you understand? We're getting marketed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm tired of getting marketed too. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450, you can call up. This stuff's going on in every state, and our state seems to just do everything with the I don't know what it is, it's kind of like the marketing point of tourism. Oh, we got to get people. And you know, we have so many people coming now to our area that it's obnoxious, and we keep spending so much money. We never ever see the, you know, usually like there's some kind of, you know, there should be some sort of like, well, you get this because all the tourism, because there's our businesses that are going to do well because of tourism.
Absolutely.
Yes. But at the same time, I mean, you know, you figure all of the cost, what it costs the city, right? You know, in terms of all kinds of things, you always think, well, I mean, if you're bringing in all this tourism, does that benefit? But they sure spend an awful lot of that money on tourism, more tourism. And And it just seems to be never ending. So to me, $10 million to a Jumbotron and a new stadium, and like we were talking on the break, this has been in the works since what? Since Legend went down.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and they don't tell anyone until it's already done, until it's already over and done and planned, right? It's all planned.
Mm-hmm.
Do we ever get a say in anything? No, not really.
I do have a suggestion, though.
What's that?
They should take the police ticket quotas,
mm-hmm.
and when there's a big event that's going to bring tourists in,
mm-hmm.
make their quota have to be like 70% out-of-state license plates. That way it won't affect the locals as much.
All right. We'll pass that along.
Yeah.
That's great. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm wondering, why couldn't they just go to some kind of percentage system on taxes,
mm-hmm.
where they never have to ask for a raise? It's, we're mm-hmm. going to get, however they do it, some kind of percentage, yeah. and that's it from here to eternity.
Right. Well,
yeah, they'll never do that. That's called the flat rate system. And the reason they won't do it is mm-hmm. because it's too easy for the average person to see the accounting.
Yeah.
X number of dollars in, X number of dollars out. That's all the math you have to do.
Here they have all this money, and then they say, well, we're getting exposure,
yeah.
whatever that means. So hard to quantify, right?
Difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, great point. Very, very difficult to quantify. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, you know what one of the problems are? And I
What's
hope
that?
I can get a few people to look in the mirror on this one. And I hear this for the last year. I've heard it at least 3 times a week.
Okay.
Well, so-and-so is such a good guy, or so-and-so is such a nice guy. And I have to point out to people, nice guys, mm-hmm. good people, can cast bad votes.
Right.
They don't understand, and it's mm-hmm. a shame, because they are good people. They are nice people, that they don't understand the proper role of government.
Right.
That's what this is always about.
Yep.
And this referendum has been so great to mm-hmm. point out to state legislators, you don't understand the proper role of government, so you better get it together.
Right.
And
right.
they didn't see this coming at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have state legislators who said to me, Dan mm-hmm. McKay on, mm-hmm. on Facebook, mm-hmm. Mary is one of those people who makes perfection the enemy of good. And I answered back, when you're talking about people's money, you had better dang well make it perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Duh.
And here's the deal. How about erring on the side of no? If this was just a tax cut, great. But it wasn't, and it never is. And the shenanigans keep coming. So vote no. If there's shenanigans, vote no. Yeah, it's easy.
Exactly. First, number one, know the proper role of government.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, vote no when you can see there's shenanigans going on. And when it comes to this, I'm really curious how this unfolds, because I hope the governor and state legislators understand, we want you to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't that we don't want to pay taxes. It's that we don't want to pay excessive taxes.
Right.
And we don't want to harm others in the process.
Right.
But listen, the foundational problem is the state constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Keep all the accountability in it, but make the tweaks you need to make
mm-hmm.
to make it easier for you to do your job
Right.
And shoot for perfection.
And then
I'm really curious how many state legislators are going to learn from this and say, hey, mea culpa, we were wrong. Let's do what needs to be done.
Well, and here's the big, huge elephant in the room too. I can't even believe that people don't get this when they get into government, but to go back continuously and try to create more taxation in places, okay? Because you can't mm-hmm. stop spending the money. Do you know how many places we could cut? Look, just for instance, look at this tourism position that was created in order to market and try to get this exposure to delegate $10 million to a stadium and a Jumbotron, okay? What about that mm-hmm. position? What about so many government departments and positions and things that they do in government that could have been easily X'd off? But instead of stopping the spending, they go and they try to create a whole new slew of taxation and then offer a few little, celebratory little tiny cuts that might just go to a few people. There's something very, very wrong with the way they think when they get in, because they're not willing to just look at the spending.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep expanding government.
But remember, Kate, We the people have allowed them to do that.
Yep.
That's the real problem. And that's why I'm saying we all need to look in the mirror
yeah.
and say, wait a minute. I did not right. cast a wise vote. I'm going to go out there and find new people with new ideas mm-hmm. who understand the proper role of government, who will do the right thing because it's the right thing. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to find somebody who knows how to listen to right. their constituents. And we are where we are right now today because we have allowed it.
Right.
And I think that's where we need to keep hitting the point home. We are the people. We are responsible. And only we can truly fix it.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Thank you very much. Really appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what would be a good question to go to one of these Washington County commission meetings
mm-hmm.
and ask how many fewer tourists would come to the ball games and Zion National Park if we didn't do any tourism stuff?
Oh,
would we
like that.
Lose all of it?
Yeah.
80%
so
of it?
So I'm sure they did a study,
no,
right, to
yeah.
find that out?
I don't think so.
No study? What?
I would be real surprised if they could quantify that in any way.
Just, it sounds nice?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds good. Yeah. Hey, that sounds good. You mean Greater Zion on a mm-hmm. on a Jumbotron yeah. and a
if we didn't do
nice,
all this,
schmancy.
You know, probably maybe, a,
yeah.
maybe there wouldn't be a line to get into Zion.
That's just too much common sense for one day. Yeah, I know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I've got to say a big hurrah to that caller before. She mm-hmm. was just outstanding.
Mary was awesome.
Now, to go along with that, I would like to find out why
mm-hmm.
people seem to think that college people are the only ones that can govern anymore. How many great leaders have we had who were self-educated?
Mm-hmm.
How many great leaders never actually attended a college or got letters behind their name?
Right.
But yet they are revered as being some of the greatest legislators mm-hmm. and administrators our country has ever provided.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I also think that mm-hmm. if people would wake up and realize just because they were in office before, or they were the good old boy network of St. George,
mm-hmm.
your ordinary person's going to do more for you than the person who's a career politician. So please, St. Yep. George, wake up.
Yeah, yep. I agree. Thank you. And you were applauding Mary Burkett, who's running for Congress, by the
yep.
way. That's who called in.
I will keep her in mind.
You got
I will,
it. Thank
I
you.
Will, investigator, and I will keep her in mind.
Thank you so much. Really love the phone call. Thank you. This is exactly why I talked yesterday again about leaders. Leaders come from entrepreneurs. You can be a leader if you're about growth, like a CEO for a company.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a leader if you're a legislator because you're supposed to just hone it in. You're supposed to not do much. You're supposed to just protect. And that's not what's going on. We're finding lots of ways to spend money and lots of ways to increase government. And that's anti to the whole entire Constitution. I mean, we're working against the Constitution. I don't even know how we've actually stayed America. I'm actually shocked. By the way, just before that, we take the caller on. Do you know what the next desperate measure is? The next desperate ploy for America from the libs is? Turning us into 127 states so that they can add more electoral college votes in their favor. Just thought I'd let that, you know, sit for a moment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Is there any direction they're not coming at us from?
No.
Principle is really important in all these issues. We should
yeah.
automatically default to principle. So if you're promoting tourism,
mm-hmm.
you are providing welfare for an industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you believe welfare is moral and is constitutional and is legal?
No, because and you're right on the notion of too is that you're inhibiting tourism businesses to make more money, really, and that's great, but at the expense of everybody else too. I mean, that's not fair either.
That's why it's so important what you just did and you mm-hmm. keep doing is talk about who suffers, who
right.
is losing their rights, who is losing their wealth that could go to something important to their lives, who is being looted. That's we've they don't want us to look at that. Mm-hmm. But the principle is Grover Cleveland, and he was a president two different times, the only one in our history, and he said he read the Constitution, and there's not one word in there that authorized one penny of welfare. What is the main activity in terms of money funding in the federal government? It's welfare.
Right.
And so if we believe welfare is immoral, taking from those and giving it to others, you know, the cardinal principle of Marxism,
right,
then any welfare, any assistance of any industry is immoral and illegal and un-American.
Yep.
So they should not be helping that industry at all.
Right.
And what it ends up doing in the end, it hurts not only that industry, every industry. And one thing about that budget you were talking about, there's deception there, how they try to hide this tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
What are we supporting, whether you believe in looting or not, what are we supporting people that are deceiving us? You shouldn't have anything to do with them. Get them out of office.
Well, that's why I said, if you have to run around to do a referendum to try and fix what your legislators just did to you, why are you keeping them in? They're going to do it again. Why do that? I don't get rid of them. I mean, it's so easy, because this is kind of like the equation of looking at it like you hire a friend to run a company. If the friend doesn't do so well, then they're just that's not their aptitude. They should not be in government then. So it's okay. You're not saying they're horrible. You're saying get out, because this is not your job. You can't do this right. And so get rid of them. You're not. I think sometimes we mix it up. For some reason in politics, it becomes very personal about the whole person, and people defend it like they would an insult to their mother. That isn't what's going on. All I'm saying is these people are not supposed to be the protector of your liberty, right? They're not supposed to be in that position. So get somebody that can. That's all. Thanks for the call. And it surprises me, though, that we get so personal about it. I'm going to defend my guy and I'm going to go to the mat. Why? It's just somebody that maybe shouldn't be in government. Maybe they're just not right for the role. Okay, get them out.
I have one word for
What's
you.
What's that?
Jumbotron.
We need a Jumbotron.
Yes.
Yeah, we need a Jumbotron. Oh, stop spending. Stop spending and stop creating all this nonsense. You know, the tourism board. I mean, the fact that we have that. Do you know, if you just make your state a nice state, did you know people will come?
Build it and they'll come.
I think I heard that once. Yeah. You don't need to do all of this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Have you ever read the book Lights Out by Ted Koppel?
I have not.
It's a great book. Notwithstanding he's a liberal talking head, it's a very interesting book about the nation's power grid system and how it's essentially unregulated presents one of the greatest risks of a terrorist takeover, you know, knocking out our electricity. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's a whole chapter in the book on the Mormon Church.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
There couldn't be a better plug for the welfare system. He says that this church has the best welfare system on planet Earth.
We have a great one. I don't know that anyone can match it.
Not giving people stuff for nothing. They have to come in. They have to do work for it.
And
it,
thank you.
It reminds me of a colleague of mine, perhaps a year ago, American Indian young lady who was arguing about the welfare system and somebody in the room said, you know, here's a tip. If you want to eat, you should have to work for it.
Thank you.
Yep. And if you're unwilling to work, it's not my job or his job or her job.
Right.
To get the money that we make taken from us to give to someone unwilling. Regardless of what.
I got to go to a break, but thank you so much. It was a great point, and I love the point. And you're absolutely right. And by the way, I just wanted to mention, when they came up with the tourism department, it turned into the economic development department in 79. And they came up with it in the 50s, and then in 79 it became the Department Economic Development. And then they renamed it tourism. But I'm sorry, that this entire department is unnecessary. You don't need that. No state really needs that. Do they?
No.
Anyway. All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.